Abortion proponents characterize each form of abortion as healthcare. Let's review the way these procedures work. Suction, dilation, and curettage, D&C. The abortionist dilates the woman's cervix using metal rods or medication, allowing access to the unborn baby. Abortionist inserts a powerful suction catheter and vacuums the child from the womb. This suction device is 10 to 20 times as powerful as the vacuum in your home. Abortionist inserts a sharp metal device called a curette to scrape the rest of the child's remaining body parts from the uterus. The procedure poses potential complications to the mother, including heavy bleeding, infection, perforation of the uterine wall or bowel, and adhesions and scar tissue in the uterus. Is this really healthcare? Dilation and evacuation, D&E. Laminaria is inserted into the cervix to expand it and cause contractions in preparation to expel the baby. The process takes 24 to 48 hours. Upon the mom's return to the clinic, the abortionist may use metal dilators and a speculum to further expand the cervix. Then the abortionist inserts a large suction catheter into the uterus to empty it of amniotic fluid. Next, the abortionist uses a grasping instrument with sharp teeth to tear the limbs from the child's body. Arms, legs, heart, lungs, spine, and other body parts must be removed from uterus to avoid infection. The baby's head is typically crushed in order to extract it. Again, abortionist uses a curette to scrape and remove remaining body parts and the placenta from the mother's womb. Finally, abortionist must collect the severed body parts and reassemble them to ensure all pieces were removed. A study in the Rocky Mountain Medical Journal determined that one out of every 14 women using laminaria suffered complications. The Swedish Association of Midwives added, "Complications in the use of laminaria include difficulty of tent removal, cramps, and menstruation-like symptoms in 8 to 9% of patients. Other complications include the risk of perforation or lacerations to uterus and cervix. Induction abortion. The goal is to deliver a dead baby. On the first day of the procedure, abortionist injects a lethal dose of digoxin or potassium chloride, using a large needle, through the mom's abdomen or vagina, into the baby's heart, torso, or head. The chemical kills the child by causing cardiac arrest. Laminaria is typically used to begin opening up the mom's cervix. On the second day, abortionist performs an ultrasound to ensure the baby is dead. If the baby survived the digoxin or potassium chloride treatment on day one, the abortionist injects another lethal dose on day two to complete the task. Then labor-inducing drugs are administered. On either day three or four, the mom returns to clinic to deliver her dead baby. On some occasions, she goes into labor before returning to the clinic. Abortionist advises her to sit on the toilet at her motel or apartment and wait for him or her to arrive. Sometimes the child doesn't come out whole, and D&E must be performed to dismember and remove the child's body parts. Does this sound like healthcare? The abortion pill, bifepristone and misoprostol. On day one, the mom orally takes the first pill, mifepristone. The drug blocks progesterone and starves the baby to death. Misoprostol is taken 1 to 2 days later by being absorbed through the cheeks or gum, or inserted vaginally. It is not swallowed. This drug forces a miscarriage, expelling blood and body parts into the toilet. The Ethics and Public Policy Center analyzed data provided by insurance companies for serious adverse events in women taking these abortion pills. In the 865,000 claims examined, nearly 11% experienced serious adverse events characterized as infection, hemorrhage, or emergency room visits within 45 days of taking the pills. Is this really healthcare? Abortion inflicts healthy women carrying health babies in their wombs with physical pain, emotional pain, spiritual pain, and in the case of their children, death. Don't be fooled by abortion profiteers and disingenuous politicians who claim otherwise. Abortion has nothing to do with health. Rather, it is the disease.